following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning, Refuge. My name is Pastor Shaddy, and I get to do another edition of Refuge Daily with you guys. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, we are going to look at the loveless church. Jesus addresses seven churches in the book of Revelation, and he talks about what they're doing right, and he also talks about what they're doing wrong. And the loveless church is a church that I could relate to. It's a church that's really busy. They're doing a lot of things, but they're drifted, or they have drifted away from the Lord. And I'm sure you're like me. We have a lot of responsibilities. We have a lot of chores. We have a lot of errands. We might have kids. We might be married. We might have a job. There's just so much to do that it's just easy to start drifting away from the Lord. And we're going to look at this church, and we're going to see that the wonderful things that they were doing was actually for the Lord, which makes it all that much more sad. So Revelation chapter 2, let's start in verse 1. Verse 1 is a good place to start, right? Let's go. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, right? These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. All right, so this church is doing amazing things, right? A church is just a group of Christians. It's a body of Christians, right? Don't think building or anything fancy. It's just a group of believers who are just on mission for the Lord. And what are they doing, right? They're doing all kinds of wonderful things. In this church, people are getting fed. People are getting taught. Kids are getting taken care of. Marriages are being blessed. Disciples are being made, right? It's almost like this church is checking off every box, right? Well, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. They worked hard. They persevered. They had patience, right? There was a sacrifice to what they were doing as well. It was costing them something to serve the Lord. And besides all these wonderful things that they were doing, it wasn't just what they were doing, it was how they were doing it, right? We see here that they were shunning wickedness, and they were able to sniff out false teachers and just the perseverance of all that. And then in verse 3, it says that they were enduring hardships. And then even in that, they weren't growing weary. They were just doing it. They were just working. I know some of you guys feel like that. You got your head down and you're just plowing through. It actually sounds like an amazing church. This definitely sounds like a church that I would want to attend, I would want to serve in, I would want to be a part of. But what we see on the outside is not what Jesus sees on the inside. Look at verse 4. Jesus says, I have this against you. In verse 5, he actually tells them, repent. Repent, right? That's such a big word. What were they doing that was so wicked, that was so bad that Jesus would tell them, turn around, you're going the wrong way. Look at verse 4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you left your first love. There's so many things here. You left your first love. The word left implies that it wasn't lost, right? It wasn't like, oh, you know, I misplaced something. It implies that it wasn't the Jesus who left them. You left your first love. And that phrase, first love, right? Man, it's such a powerful phrase. So I've had loves, right? You know, there's, you know, I love the Lakers. I love my kids. I love lots of things. But I think one of the big loves of my life is my bride, Isabel. I'm crazy about her. And if you look at our relationship, when you first, you know, got in a relationship with that love, you know, I was calling her all the time. We're doing this, we're doing that. She was all I was thinking about. And now imagine a year goes by or 2 years goes by and she calls me up and says, Shadi, where are you? Do you not love me like you used to? You've left me. You've left my first love. And that's what Jesus is telling this church. You know, we were hot and heavy for a while, but now you've left me. You no longer love me. So what is it that God wants from us? Well, he doesn't just want works, right? Works alone is nothing. It's not going to get us anywhere with the Lord. What God really wants is he wants all of us. He wants our hearts. Now, I think of Mary and Martha, right? Martha gets this bad rap, right? Martha was a good person. Martha was using her giftings, right? She had the gift of hospitality and she was doing that. But Martha's problem was that she wasn't spending time with Jesus. She wasn't sitting at his feet. And here's where it hits home for me. I feel like Martha sometimes. I feel like this church. I feel like I'm so busy and busy and busy. And it could be for good things. It could be for Jesus. And yet I start drifting. I left Jesus to do the work of Jesus. It doesn't make sense. That's not what he wants. He wants us to be going to him. He wants us to be close to him. Now, verse 5 tells us what to do if we've lost our first love, or if we've left, our first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first work. So remember, I want you to go back and remember, you know, when you were saved. Remember how excited you were. Remember all the wonderful things that Jesus has done for you personally. Remember those things, right? Why do we want to remember them? Because it'll get us excited again. It'll remind us just how great he is and how much we need him. So remember from where you were and how you've fallen. And then repent. The word repent means just turn 180 degrees and go back. Go back to that place. Well, how do I go back? Easy. You do the things that you did at the beginning, right? Repent and do the first works. So when you think about your life, And what you were doing when you first got saved and where you are now. Now you might be this efficient ministry machine, right? You've got it down. You're doing things and boom, boom, boom. You were not like that when you first became a believer. I would wager you weren't. You were probably like me, just kind of a mess, but just really excited, not knowing what to do, but wanting to do something. And any little thing that you did it unto the Lord. Now we've refined it. We are efficient. We know what we're supposed to do. But we've drifted away from the Lord. So that's my encouragement for you guys today. If you find yourself drifting away from God, the solution isn't serve more, serve harder. The solution might be slow down. Maybe cut back on some ministries and say, you know what? I'm going to spend more time with the Lord. I'm going to remember all the wonderful things that he has done for me. And I'm going to go back and do those first things that I used to do, where it was just simple acts of obedience, acts of love. And like I said, Martha gets a bad rap, but really she was working in her gifts, which is good. But we need to allow the work that we do for Christ to come from a heart that's overflowing with love for Christ. If our hearts are overflowing with love for Christ, then everything we do is going to be dripping with thanks and praise and joy, and we're going to be a lot better off, and the people that we're ministering to are going to be a lot better off. All right? All right, you guys have an amazing day. I love you all. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner, no.